Chapter 3. Helsinki. A message was waiting when Swanson checked into the Hotel Comp on the Norra Esplanaden. He signed the registration, directed that his luggage be placed in his suite, and went to join Lem James at a back table in the bar that overlooked the sweep of a park reaching down to the waterfront. The place didn't close until 1 in the morning, so they had about an hour. James had already downed his first Mannerheim shot and had one of the icy vodka blends waiting for Kyle. The glass was filled to the very brim, a local custom that made sure everyone received an equal pour. It packed a kick. Colonel Max Piekela will be delighted to meet with Mr. Swanson of Excalibur Enterprises at 1400 hours at the Ministry of Defense. Jana. Kyle let James also read the note, then put it back in the envelope. Now I have an official reason for being here. I'm just a salesman peddling product to the country's Director of Procurement of Defense Materiel.
You may not be through at the embassy by then, James commented, then ordered another round of Mannerheims.
No choice, Lem. I'm no spy. I'm a specialist, like an independent contractor on call when needed. Otherwise, I'm a businessman. The agency and my office manager, Jana, apparently set up this meeting on the fly to give me at least a bit of legitimate cover. I'll take a break from the embassy thing if necessary, go over there, do a dance and sing my song about why Finland needs to spend a bunch of money on our latest techno gear. Then I can go back to the embassy. James ticked at his sore tooth with a fingernail. He had a gauze patch taped to his nose, and the cheek bruise was getting blue. It didn't seem to bother him.
The colonel may be in the market for more upgrades than you realize. The Russians are doing unwelcome flyovers, and the bastards live almost right across the street. St. Petersburg is less than 200 miles from where we are.